This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Three people die in jeep accident in Baglung. Government honors athlete Palesha Govardhan for her historic achievement in the Paris 2024 Paralympics with cash prize of 6.5 million rupees. Children's song competition currently ongoing in Kathmandu to mark 68th National Children's Day. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung emphasizes need for stable politics to benefit youth. And Israel's military kills 40 Palestinians as international condemnation mounts over Israeli attack on United Nations-run school. Now the news in detail. Three people were killed in a jeep accident in Bhungkhani Galkot Municipality 2 Baglung District this morning. Inspector Pratap Podal of the District Police Office Baglung stated that Bhupendra Buddha, Vice Chairperson of Putta Uttar Ganga Rural Municipality Rukum East, was among the deceased. According to the police, two women and a man died in the accident. A document confirming Buddha's identities was found at the site. The other two victims remain unidentified. The injured person has been sent to Dhaulagiri Hospital for treatment. The government honored Paralympic athlete Palesha Govardhan for her achievement in the Paris 2024 Paralympics with a cash prize. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli handed rupees 6.5 million without tax deduction to the para taekwondo player for winning Nepal's first bronze medal in the event. The ceremony took place at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar. A children's song competition is currently ongoing in Kathmandu to celebrate the 68th National Children's Day. The event held at Bal Mandir Naksal was inaugurated by Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung. Minister Gurung highlighted the need for stable politics to benefit youth. Khagendra Khatri, Deputy Executive Director of Radio Nepal, talked about the role of parents in motivating children. Vidya Upadhyay Nupani, President of Nepal Children's Organization, emphasized understanding and enriching children's life. 18 groups of children are competing and Radio Nepal is broadcasting the event live. Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari welcomed Mr. Percy Patson Chanda, non-resident ambassador of the Republic of Zambia, to Nepal. Minister Bhandari suggested that Nepal could benefit from Zambia's mining sector and proposed cooperation between the two countries. The ambassador supported this idea, proposing an exchange of mining technology and technical teams between Zambia and Nepal. Major highways in the Sudur Paschim region have been blocked due to landslides caused by continuous rains affecting public transport services. Dozens of vehicles are stranded. Police said efforts to clear the roads are ongoing but will take time. Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Kumar Karki, expanded the provincial cabinet today with the inclusion of Nepali Congress representatives. Three ministers and one state minister from Nepali Congress joined the government. During a program at the office of the province chief, the newly appointed ministers took the oath of office and secrecy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel's military has continued to pound Gaza, killing 40 more Palestinians as international condemnation mounted over a Israeli attack that killed at least 18 people at a United Nations-run school, including 6 aid workers. According to Al Jazeera, UN Chief Antonio Guterres reiterated his demand for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the attack on Al Jawani School, saying the horrific violence in the Palestinian enclave must stop. According to the World Health Organization, about 25% of people have been wounded in Israel's war on Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali and Sudur Paschim province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at some places of all provinces. At present, there is influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three people die in jeep accident in Baglung. Government honors athlete Palesha Govardhan for her historic achievement in the Paris 2024 Paralympics with cash prize of rupees 6.5 million rupees. Children's song competition currently ongoing in Kathmandu to mark 68th National Children's Day. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung emphasizes need for stable politics to benefit youth. And Israel's military kills 40 Palestinians as international condemnation mounts over Israeli attack on United Nations-run school. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.